Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Christopher Celery, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Welcome back to Empire Radio. This is the Professionals Roundtable. I'm your host, Christopher Celery. And at the roundtable right now, I have the owner at Structured 3D. From Amityville, New York, let's welcome Mitchell Prue to the roundtable.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. The crowd just loves you out there. So, Mitchell, welcome to the show. Thank you for accepting our invitation to be here and for coming with us live on the radio.
Sure, my pleasure.
So why don't you start us off and tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
My name is Mitchell Prue, and I run a 3D printing company. Now, 3D printing, the way that I do it, it's kind of a little bit more catered to specific industries: medical, dental, engineering, architectural, everything from prototypes to 3D models for surgical rehearsal, for dentists using surgical guides, doctors who are putting, you know, different kinds of repositioning tools within the face and things like that. Pretty specialized stuff. So, but the thing is, we're kind of open to be able to print anything and everything, you know, with the different materials that we offer. But we've kind of been focusing mostly on medical, dental, and engineering type models.
Alrighty, now what got you started in all this in the first place?
Well, I guess I was just tired of my old job. I worked in medical research at Columbia University for about 2 years. And that was a great experience. But then after that, I went into investment banking. I worked for a major bank for about 10 years. And I guess, you know, my experiences there and what I've learned kind of gave me the confidence to move on, do my own thing, and kind of come up with something that is challenging, but yet a tremendous need, you know, for the technology public. So when it comes to medicine, they have very sophisticated tools already, but even CT scans, MRIs, they kind of help give a better insight or better view of what's going on inside a person's body. But to add value to that, a 3D model, which we can print from CT scans and MRIs, it gives even better value, because the best CT scans or MRIs that you use now, you still view on a two-dimensional screen or monitor. Well, when you have a three-dimensional model in hand and you're speaking with the patient, it's a whole different experience. It's a more enriched experience that you have. You could describe things in better detail. And also, when you're doing a simulation with other physicians, I think everybody's more on the same page. And to do a surgical rehearsal, so before you even invade the patient's body, I think everybody knows what to expect inside, because you're viewing it, you're touching it, it's 100% in front of you already. So I think all things together, this is a more enriched experience, but it's not even just limited to medicine. In dentistry, in engineering, when developing prototypes, when seeking financing for new parts, you know, having that in hand, a tangible model, it's a unique experience.
Absolutely. So what kind of training or background, you know, goes into something like this? You know, should somebody decide they want to try and move up in, you know, what they're doing?
Well, it's a pretty big learning curve. There's a lot to it. You know, there's the designing part and how to be able to manipulate things digitally. That in itself is its own profession. Then you have actually handling and maintaining a 3D printer. We have about 14 different commercial 3D printers that we use currently for a variety of different jobs and things. So they each, you know, require training, and some of them more than others. And then after that, you have post-production, which is everything from giving the models chemical bath, removing the support material after it's been printed, and finishing it off. So, and that's more of a lot of busy work, but it still requires a decent amount of time before you actually have the finished model. So if somebody were interested in moving into this, it's a pretty big learning curve. I would say read. There's a lot of material out there about 3D printing, but it just takes quite a bit of time to do it right. I think I've seen a few people, a few different companies, try to come up and start getting into this, and it's been quite a struggle for them, and some of them haven't been able to do it. Why? Because there's multiple parts to making this right, to getting it right. You know, everything from CT scans and MRIs, they're complicated by themselves, but then now when you're going to convert them and then be able to 3D print them, it requires quite a bit of know-how and training.
All righty, and where do you think
you're prepared?
Right, where do you think you see yourself in the near future? What do you have on tap for yourself?
Well, I'm actually still expanding. So what we have now is the models that we currently do, we're trying to do different materials. So instead of the opaque materials, now we're doing clear materials. So imagine an entire human skull, and you see all the nerve endings and canals inside the skull in a different color. That's even better value than having a beige plastic material of the skull where you can't see all the intricacies inside. So now you even have better detail by having it in a clear material with highlights of everything inside of it. So that's now what we're able to do. So we're moving into higher production of those kinds of models. We're also expanding outside of the United States. Because most of this is digital and it gets delivered by a major carrier, we're able to take on business outside the United States as well and still be able to deliver in a pretty short period of time. So in the next couple years, I just see higher volume, more orders, and I see instead of individual doctor's offices and engineering firms, I think we're going to see hospitals and we're going to see larger engineering firms take us on as their main 3D printing lab.
All right. Well, Mitchell, it's been great having you on the show today. Quite informative way the future is going. I want to send everybody to your website so they can see what you have to offer. That website is structured-3D.com, structured-3D.com. You can send an email to info@structured-3D.com, or you can give Mitchell a call directly, 346-704-2614. Once again, 346-704-2614. Mitchell, it was great having you on the show today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. And now for everyone else out there, stick around. We'll be right back after this.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Christopher Sellery, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to, man to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.